Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Burlington Coat event is back. Buy a coat now through November 29th and get $5 off your merchandise purchase of $25 or more from December 6th through December 24th. Plus, Burlington is donating 50,000 new coats to help those in need nationwide through our partnership with Delivering Good. We've been keeping you warm for over 50 years. We'll see you at our coat event. Burlington. Deals. Brands. Wow. Visit burlington.com/coats for details.
It's my game right here. I feel it. I'm telling you, I feel it. I taste it.
It's time for you to be legendary right here, boy.
This is First and Pod.
They could not run the ball to save their lives in this game.
Your favorite team through a national lens.
The beauty of this podcast is that we don't gloss over anything. We do every team and every game.
Instant reaction to all the big games all season long.
The NFL never seems to let us down when we need a banger.
Now, here are your hosts, Andrew Filippone, with 8-time Pro Bowl corner and 3-time first-team NFL All-Pro.
Peterson may go all the way. He will. Patrick Peterson wins it.
Patrick Peterson.
You mean Deshaun Watson didn't just travel to be a good mentor to Las Vegas? Like, that's not what it was, man?
He's married now, so I don't think he's into all that other stuff anymore.
Perfect. Perfect timing for Shador. You could tell the humbleness was breaking at the seams, because now we're letting the statements fly again. I'm who they're looking for, all of that. So love the confidence coming from Shador.
You gotta relax, man. I'm telling you, it's a humbling lead.
It's been pent up for 11
man,
weeks.
I'm telling you, it's a humbling lead.
They got the 49ers and Robert Saleh's defensive schemes next week, so that's going to be a whole different animal for him.
Hey, you remember what my man said, and I know he's not him. NFL is way easier than college.
Anthony Richardson.
Yeah. How that turned out. Look how it turned out. Let's go to the Jets and the Ravens.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. I just want to go back to one more thing. Because you go back, now think about what he said in this interview. Man, just think about I get a whole week, another whole week of preparation. So now if you go out there and don't play well, now you're just putting a big old bulls on your back.
Yep.
Right or wrong?
No, you're right.
Should have just been like, man, it was a great week of preparation, man. You know, game plan came together. Look forward to another week of preparing for a game. Can't wait to see what my performance is going to be. I'm going to say.
From a Sanders? You want that from a Sanders boy?
But what I'm saying is he's going to continue to put that pressure on him to go out and to perform at a high level every single time he step out on the football field. That's what I'm saying.
And he's getting like, people's best shots too, because guys want it. He's getting guys' best shots. He's not sneaking up on anybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, just continue to fly on the radar. Like, we know who your dad is. We know who you are. But sometimes I'm telling you, this league will humble you very quickly.
It's tough, though, because the narrative around him is not humbling. Nike football puts out a graphic. It's hard to be humble when, like, the world wants me to. Like, I'm a third-string quarterback, and I'm getting graphics from our start. Like, that's, doesn't happen to every third-string quarterback. So, it's tough. Are we ready for the Jets and the Ravens?
Yeah, we're ready now.
We ready for the Jets and the Ravens? Because the Ravens know how the Lions feel. They way watch the Jets have a halftime lead, and it looked like all the hard work that Lamar was doing to get them back in the race was about to fall short. But they end up winning the game. They pull it out. How did Lamar look for you guys? As it's still, you know, we see some ups and downs, and it's, you know, a little bit banged up from Lamar. So how did he look to you guys?
Oh man, that whole entire game was just dead. You know, for the most part, the fans weren't in it. You know, the defense made some big plays, but that game just seemed like one of those. You know what I mean? The Jets continued to hang around. The weather wasn't great. You know, Lamar Jackson was off on a lot of throws. Held the ball way too long in a couple of those instances when he had to drop back and pass, going 13 of 23, 153 yards. Derrick Henry still is, you know, I don't know where Derrick Henry has been since I can't remember who he fumbled against when I wanted him to start taking those sleeves off. But since that last fumble, I don't know if Derrick Henry Detroit. I don't think Derrick Henry has had an effective game ever since. He got his carries, 21 carries, but only finishing the day with 64 yards. They got to find another receiver too, man. I've been saying this, you know, all year as well. They don't have a receiver that they can trust and believe in that can just win one-on-one. Yeah, I know they have D-Hop, an older D-Hop. He's more of just throw the ball up to him. He's not running any routes. Hell, a lot of the time it should be offensive pass interference when they do throw the ball to him. But I'm not, that's not no shade. You know, I don't want anybody to take that out of context. But, you know, I was a teammate of his, and I had the opportunity to go up against him all the time. But it's just tough for me for a receiver to be running and running like this the entire way, and the ref don't call anything. So that's another story. But they need another receiver who Lamar Jackson can trust in, because Zay Flowers, he's more of a gadget type guy. Like, he's not running any routes and just routing guys up. And when he do have to run those routes, those deep comebacks, it seemed like he have trouble catching the football. You know, so the Ravens is going to have to kick it in high gear back to getting to that high potency offense here pretty soon, as we're about to close up November football and enter December football, because now they're right where they want to be. They end up capturing the lead right now in the AFC North. They're ahead of Pittsburgh Steelers. Now they have to find a way to get that offense back going, because, you know, since Lamar has gotten back into the lineup, yes, they have been winning, but the offense have looked very, very, very not like themselves. So, I know Lamar is dealing with some injuries right now. I said it was an ankle last week, knee the week before that, and we know he's coming off the hamstring injury. So they're going to have to get Lamar Jackson close to 100% as soon as possible so they can make this run that they need to get on.
Yeah, he just doesn't look right to me. You know, this is, I thought, a game where
you're playing the Jets at home. These are the types of games the Ravens used to not just win. They used to embarrass the other team. I mean, they used to like take their soul away. They used to make these guys dread the fact that they had to play 60 minutes against them because it was like a front to their manhood. They'd win these games by 3, 4, 5 touchdowns. It looked like a college game. You know, it looked like Ohio State against a MAC team or something like that, the way that they would go out there and just bludgeon the other team and really in all three phases dominate. And that's just not the case anymore. I mean, they're really having to stress in games like this. They needed a 4th-and-goal conversion from Henry to score a touchdown. Jackson is a non-factor with his legs. It's just not part of their offense right now. Mm-hmm. And when that's not a part of your offense, you're right. They don't have the players around him offensively to still just kind of pick you apart and dink and dunk the ball off and let guys just do their thing. They're not that kind of offense. The whole offense is predicated on Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry being this 1-2 punch running the ball that teams can't stop. And that's supposed to open up everything else and make easy throws for the quarterback because teams are so worried about their rushing attack. And both guys, because of Lamar's injury and maybe Henry because of age, are just not offering that up right now. So, yeah, they've won 5 in a row. They've gone from 1-5 to 6-5. But I don't think that they're, you know, they haven't turned a corner yet for me. They've just taken advantage of beating bad teams on the schedule. And the last couple of times out, they've been lucky to even come away with wins.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Nonetheless, the Ravens are still on the comeback trail and still putting pressure on the Steelers in the AFC North.
Whether, they got it.
Yeah, whether it's happy or whether it's ugly or not, they still on the trail. Let's go to the Jags and the Cardinals because another OT game this week. Pat, the Cardinals almost did it. They almost pulled it out. But the Jaguars get a key stop in overtime to make it happen. What happened to your Cardinals in this game, and how did the Jags get them?
You know, honestly, I didn't even really watch that game. And that's just being honest, just because – and this is the reason why I did not – I was in and out of this game. Because my daughters had a cheer practice. I mean, not cheer practice, a dance, a cheer competition. So I was kind of in and out of this ball game. But Jacoby Brissett looked like he had a nice game with 317 yards. Honestly, I can't really tell you much about this game, Pony. You have to take over this one.
Yeah, I'll take it from here. They were able to stay in this game because Trevor Lawrence didn't take care of the football and had three interceptions, and that set up Arizona with some opportunities to keep themselves in it. There was a horrible decision late in this game by Liam Cohen. Fourth and one, you're right on the fringe of the red zone late. They go for it instead of kicking a field goal to go up six. It's incomplete. Lawrence scrambles, just throws it up to Washington in the end zone. It's really a low percentage play. And then here comes Arizona. Brissett to Wilson, his new favorite receiver, with Harrison out and Zay Jones out. And they get the ball inside the 10-yard line with less than a minute to go. The problem is they didn't have any timeouts, and Wilson got up and spun the ball to celebrate. He celebrated with no timeouts. And so they took precious time off the clock. They had to come to the line of scrimmage and spike it. I mean, tons of time came off the clock there. And they ended up kicking a field goal to force overtime. But if they had done better game management things there, they might have been able to win the game in regulation. So this is really this is what you missed, Pat. You missed another game that was emblematic of the Cardinals this season, where they're in the game, they have chances to win, but they don't finish. They don't make plays at the very end of the game to win it. And for Jacksonville, like, if they lose this game, I think that their playoff hopes are really on life support because of how competitive the AFC is becoming, and you're competing for playoff spots with the Chiefs and Ravens and Bills and teams that have been there and done that before. They could not afford to lose this game, and were able to get out of the desert with a win, but it absolutely was not pretty.
Yeah, I did see my boy Buda Baker late in the fourth quarter with the diving interception to help give the Cardinals great field position and you know, at the end of the day, in that drive, putting the ball in the end zone.
That's 11 interceptions now for Lawrence on the season. That's too many.
That's way too many. And he's honestly, he's starting to look like Jameson. He can give you three touchdowns. He also can give you three.
You're right about that. He made great throws in this game, and he made plays that are like, what the heck was he even thinking on that one?
Yep. So let's see if they can keep it going moving forward, because the Jaguars schedule, who they have coming up? They got Tennessee. They should win. Then they got the Colts, Jets, Broncos, Colts, and Tennessee again. So I see them losing maybe two games out of that five game stretch.
We'll see, because those
would mean 11-6. If they go 11-6, they're in the playoffs.
Those two Colts games are big. 8-3 for the Colts right now. 7-4 for the Jaguars. Those two games can end up being deciding factors going into.
And they got a tiebreaker on the Chiefs too, James, because they beat them head to head, and a tiebreaker on the Chargers.
Big.
They won both of those games against Kansas City and LA. That might end up being huge for them.
Might not have been a pretty win, but it'll go a long way for the Jaguars. And you know, the hopes of an AFC South championship are not done. And that's, to me, kind of surprising by how well the Colts shot out of the gate this year. From the AFC South to the NFC South, because the Saints went belly up. Kirk Cousins gets his first win of the season, although not pretty. Someone had to win that game. How did it look for the Dirty Birds and for Kirk Cousins, and where does either team go from here?
Well, Kirk Cousins threw one of the best balls he's thrown in a while to Mooney on that touchdown pass, 49 yards. Stood in the pocket and delivered the ball over at least one defender. And, you know, that offensively was really the biggest play and only big play that we saw from Atlanta. The story of this game is that the Saints kept stalling out in goal to go situations. They had a sequence where they turned the ball over on downs or using Taysom Hill down there as the gadget player, like they always have. He throws an incompletion. They come away with no points. Next possession down there, they get tackled at the 1 yard line. They bring Hill in again. They snap the ball over his head on one play. He gets called for intentional grounding when he picks it up and throws it away. So they had to settle for a field goal. I mean, they moved the ball, not at will, I wouldn't say, but they were offensively, you know, from the inside, like both 20 yard lines or even the 10 to the 10. They were a good, they were the better team. Atlanta just played bend but don't break defense, and they were helped out by, you know, I get it. Taysom Hill is a jack of all trades player and a tough guy to stop because he's a runner and a passer with his quarterback background from college. But what I don't like about that situation for New Orleans is you've got a rookie quarterback. Your team stinks. You're not making the playoffs. Let the rookie quarterback finish these drives. Let's see if he can make plays down near the goal line to score touchdowns. You're Kellen Moore. You're not going to get fired after this year. You're not in a situation where you need to win these games to keep your job. Let's see if the guy can sink or swim. I don't like, okay, kid, great job. You got us to the 5-yard line. Now take a seat on the bench and watch Taysom Hill, who's 35 years old, try to punch this ball in. I don't know who that helps, Pat. I don't know who that, like, other than trying to just win a game and do the, you know, in the moment, do the best thing you think to win a game. Who does that help? You got to figure out if Tyler Shuck is your guy or not. And taking him off the field in those situations is just something I don't agree with right now for them. And it didn't work.
No, it didn't work. Ultimately, that's what killed the Saints, you know, being 0-3 in the red zone, you know, putting, you know, Taysom Hill in those situations where Tyler Shuck is probably the better passer out of the two. That's why he's a starting quarterback, and who also was having a really, really solid day for the most part, minus the interception, you know, 30 for 43, 243 yards, averaging 5.7 yards per pass. So that's a solid day for a rookie quarterback. You know what I mean? We know there's going to be growing pains and ebbs and flows with rookie quarterbacks, but it looked like for the most part, he was able to sustain the urge of the momentum that was waving throughout that game. And to your point, goal to goal, 10 to 10, 20 to 20, they was able to move the ball, you know, again, not at will, but getting a lot of people involved.
And without Kamara, who had a bad injury in this game, he got hurt
exactly.
Early.
Exactly. And getting a lot of people involved in the passing game as well. So at the end of the day, that's what it came down to. New Orleans not able to punch the ball down there in the red zone, going 0-3. And just that touchdown pass to Mooney pretty much sealed the game and just took the fight out of the Caesar Dome. So they played tough. Atlanta just made a few more plays than the Saints down the stretch and in the red zone because Atlanta wasn't clean in the red zone as well. I believe they was 1-for-3 in the red zone, but that touchdown of Mooney pretty much put them over the top. So Bijan Robinson had a, you know, not a Bijan day, but a solid day, 14 carries, 70 yards. His longest run of the day was 32. So the Atlanta Falcons did just enough to win this ball game and escape New Orleans with a W.
Let's go to the Seahawks and Titans as we wrap up this past weekend in the NFL. Because whether it's JSN, MSN, CNN, don't matter. It's primetime television, man. Jaxon Smith-Njigba sets the Seahawks single season or single game receiving record and goes off against the Titans. Was he the top story in this game? And is he really kind of the story for the back half of the season for the Seahawks?
Yeah, he's the story of this game for sure. Jaxon Smith-Njigba just continue to have big games, you know, 100-yard games and on a record-setting year as well for him, not only for the Seahawks, but for the NFL. You know, this guy's averaging, I believe it said 115 yards per game. You know, so if he's able to continue that pace, he'll be well over 2,000 and be knocking at the door of Calvin Johnson. So he was a star of this game. And I wanted to see how Sam Darnold was going to bounce back, and he bounced back phenomenally, ended the game with 16 completions, 16 to 26, 244 yards, two touchdowns, only sacked once. He played lights out, played efficient, got the ball where it needed to go. And when you're able to run the ball like they was, in that ball game, kind of kept the fire off, of the Tennessee Titans. But the Tennessee Titans played tough. You know, they played well. This probably was their best game, I felt.
Yeah.
As a team, offensively and defensively. Cam Ward had a pretty good day as well. Probably, I believe this is the most passes he attempted in a ball game, going 28 for 42, 256 yards, and a touchdown. Took a little bit too many sacks in his ball game, you know, putting him behind the chains even further. But overall, he definitely took some steps in his ball game against a really, really good defense and a good team who plays well on the road in the Seattle Seahawks. So, yeah, there was a good game for Tennessee overall, although they lost a game. But Jaxon Smith-Njigba, man, what he's doing right now in this season is unbelievable. Guys know that he's going to be that deep shot, and they still can't take the deep shot away from the Seattle Seahawks offense. So if this guy continues to do this, he might be even in the runners for Offensive Player of the Year.
And it's not like they have a real second option. Kenneth Walker was their second leading receiver in this game. I don't think Cooper Kupp's had the type of year that they thought he might when they got him. So it's really been all on Smith-Njigba.
But he was a system guy, like I was saying.
Yeah, you have said that about him a lot. And you're right. This game, for the most part, was a blowout. I mean, they were up 23-3. They were up 30-10. And then Tennessee scored two touchdowns late and had an onside kick, recovered it, but it didn't go 10 yards. So the thing I want to watch from this game is, you know, how much of what happened in the fourth quarter was just the Seahawks prevent defense in garbage time, and how much of it might actually be something to think about. Because, you know, other than Darnold going to JSN, nothing really worked for them offensively in this game. Mm-hmm. You know, they've blown some teams out lately because of great plays by their defense, forcing
and
turnovers. Yeah. And their schedule is super easy. They play the Vikings next week, then they play the Falcons after that. So I don't know if we're going to see them. We're not going to probably see them tested until they play the Colts in December. But, you know, they just played with their food a little bit in this game, a little bit too much for my liking, and actually cracked the door back open for Tennessee to have a chance to win at the very end of the game.
Almost happened for Tennessee, but not so fast, because Jaxon Smith-Njigba is here, kind of making his statement for the best receiver in the NFL this year, and that's very good for Seattle moving forward. That wraps up week 12, and we go into week 13, and we got a Thanksgiving slate, gentlemen. Three games on Thanksgiving on Thursday this week. For our FanDuel betting segment brought to you by the FanDuel Sportsbook, make every moment more. I have three games for you and three different lines, and I want to know individually your best bet for these games. First, we have the Packers and the Lions coming up at 1 p.m. That's Detroit -3. They get their favorites in that game. Then we have the Chiefs and the Cowboys, which we talked about earlier. The Chiefs are 3.5 favorites in that game. And then ending with the Bengals and the Ravens. The Ravens are 7.5 point favorites in that game. Which one of these three
are you said the Bengals are 7.5 points
favorites? No, the Ravens are. The Ravens are 7.5.
I was about to say, ain't no way.
In a parallel universe, maybe the Bengals are 7.5 favorites. But no, Lamar and the Ravens are given 7.5. So which one of these three games are you taking as a best bet on Thanksgiving?
My best bet's the Packers +3, because I think they're going to go there and win. I think that we saw Jahmyr Gibbs have the game of his life against the Giants. He got shut down by the Packers defense in week one. They had an answer for him. We saw Jordan Love 2 years ago on Thanksgiving go into Detroit, outplay Jared Goff and the Lions, and that kickstarted their season and allowed for them to make the playoffs. I see similar things happening. I don't even know if Josh Jacobs is going to play in this game. I don't really know if it matters, because Wilson had two touchdowns off the bench for Green Bay against Minnesota. So I'm going to stick with my trend right now, which is really to look at the Lions as a team that's living more off of what they did early this year and what they did last year. And I think Green Bay is going to get a big win against them, because they've already got a half game lead because of the tie. And if they win this game, they'll have another leg up on the Lions, having swept them this year. So I like Green Bay +3 is my best Thanksgiving bet, Pat.
My best bet, I'm going to go with the Cowboys getting, you said they're getting 4.5.
Three and a half points.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cowboys as my best bet, getting 3.5. They're playing home in Jerry World on Thanksgiving. Yes, I know they're playing the defending world champs.
They just beat the defending champs. Now they got to beat the runner-up.
They just beat the Philadelphia champs, and now they're about to play the Kansas City Chiefs. But back to how I wanted to start this, I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys with 3.5 points as my best bet over the Kansas City Chiefs at home, just because of how they played last week. I know that was a divisional opponent, but I really, really love the way the Dallas Cowboys played defensively. You know, they got after the quarterback, they got after the runner, and they made some key turnovers in that ball game to help them win that ball game. Still, I know Hunt had a big game last week, but I don't really think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be willing to lean in into the running game again, but just because of who they have as their quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. So I think if the Dallas Cowboys defense will be able to play the way that they played yesterday against the Philadelphia Eagles, I believe they can not only win this game, but cover because this game is going to come down to the wire. I think it's going to come down to a field goal game, and that's why I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys as my best bet, getting 3.5 points.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door, expertly cleaned and folded, so you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
So did you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time, tea time, tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.